David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. Hello. This one was posted on June the 18th, 2012.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Hey, I've just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe, declared Carly Rae Jepsen just before I hastily retuned the radio. What exactly is so crazy? If I've understood her correctly, she's just met a man who she finds attractive. On the basis of this, she gives him her phone number and suggests that he calls her. And this kind of thing happens to people all the time, even to people like me sometimes. I don't see why she believes what she is doing is so radical. Thinking that I might be doing Miss Jepsen, I assume she's a miss if she's giving her phone numbers out to men, thinking that I might be doing her a bit of a disservice by dismissing her song based purely on a chorus, I went onto the internet and listened to the whole thing. I will never get that time back. Perhaps this wasn't simply another one of those trite girl meets boy songs. A girl giving her phone number to a boy could hardly be described as crazy, but Carly had clearly stated that this is crazy, and so perhaps I should give her the benefit of the doubt and listen to her tale. Maybe the man she'd met was the groom at a wedding, and she had been the photographer taking the wedding photos. After she'd spent half an hour photographing the happy couple, she then realised how attractive the man was. Rather than simply ignoring her desire, like surely most people would do in such a situation, she decided instead to proposition him by delivering these now famous lines. Hey, I've just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Well, she's right, that is crazy. If this was the actual story, and the man decided to call and something happened between them, then I think it's more than a little insensitive of Carly to then go crowing about what has happened in a song. I mean, hasn't she done enough damage? What about the poor bride? I think it's also a bit insensitive of the public to support, even reward Carly's actions by buying the tune, causing her to go to number one. But, as expected, this wasn't the scenario that Carly was singing about. She was merely, as I assumed, telling us that she'd met a man who she'd given her phone number to and then suggested that he called her. Crazy. While we're on the subject of crap song lyrics, the other pop song that really riles me is Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. So the first line of the song says, "You change your mind like a girl changes clothes." Listen.
You change your mind like a girl.
Presumably, when she says you change your mind like a girl changes clothes, she is intimating that this particular person changes quite a bit. You with me? Good. As the song progresses, the listener is left in no doubt that this is precisely what Katy is insinuating. The whole sentiment of the song is that this guy is always changing. You're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down.
'Cause you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out.
The choruses and verses both reiterate this one fact throughout the whole song. We used to be just like twins. So in sync. The same energy, now's a dead battery. Used to laugh about nothing. Now you're plain boring, etc, etc. Okay, so she goes on ramming the point home that this person is always changing. You still with me? Excellent. Okay then. So, imagine my surprise when, in the final verse, after everything she's just sang, Katy then declares, "I should know that you're not going to change."
I should know that you're not gonna change.
What? What are you going on about, Katy? You've just spent the last 3 minutes bemoaning that the person in the song is always changing. You can't then, by way of a conclusion, summarise the situation by saying, "I should know that you're not going to change." No, Katy, that is in complete direct opposition to everything that you've just said. But then, even more absurdly, she attempts to back up this contradictory conclusion by saying, "'Cause you're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no, you're in, then you're out, you're up, then you're down."
I should know that you're not gonna change. 'Cause you're hot, then you're cold, you're yes.
She's contradicted herself twice. I mean, how can she be so thick? And anyway, the demo version of the song was much better than the released recording. It had a flailing Russell Brand recorder solo. For a moment, I began to doubt the credibility of Katy Perry as a sincere and authentic artist. I know I shouldn't, but I was beginning to think that she might just be in it for the money and the fame, rather than trying to express anything poetic or profound. But then she released Firework with that awe-inspiring apposite line, "Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?"
And immediately my heart screamed, "Yes, Katy, yes, I do! All the time! Finally, someone who understands exactly how I feel! Oh, Katy, you have connected with me on a level that no one else has done before!" And so, of course, all was forgiven. There is further evidence of Katy's tendency for contradiction. In I Kissed a Girl, she sings the line, "It felt so wrong, it felt so right."
It felt so wrong, it felt so right.
Managing to contradict herself in the space of just one line. So maybe Katy is just generally a very confused woman. Now, some advice. If you are a pop star struggling for something interesting to sing about, then you can always borrow some ideas from this blog. I think my last blog post about my printer at work would make for an excellent 3.5 minute pop song. Especially if we can get some Russell Brand recorder playing on there.
Hey, I just met you, and this is